This is the Illuminate Podcast, a Sandy Boy production. Each week on the Illuminate Podcast, the hosts will bring you insightful conversations and stories of people who are illuminating their own lives through their business, work, community, family, and world.
Hello, and welcome to the Illuminate Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Emmy Birch, and today you're going to meet our newest host and one of my best friends, Megan Donahue. In this episode, we talk all about who is Megan, where does she come from, what does she do. She drops some incredible one-liners that you're going to want to hang on to. She's going to tell you how she got into podcasting, how she got into her career, and then where she hopes to take the podcast as she joins us as one of the newest co-hosts of the Illuminate Podcast. We are so excited that you're listening today. Make sure to like and review it. If you want more, check us out on Instagram or Facebook, The Illuminate Pod. You can also join us over at The Illuminate Pod on Patreon. But that's enough. Let's listen to our newest host and my dear friend, Megan Donahue. Today on The Illuminate Podcast, we are talking to one of my dearest longtime friends, Megan Donahue. Hello, Megs.
Hi, Emmy.
So excited to finally have this conversation with you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. It's been a crazy week at work, but this is a nice little break
to get to chat. Tuesday.
I know. That's a thing. Feels like it surely is Saturday morning, right? Not Tuesday. No.
Felt like yesterday was the longest mondayest Monday ever, though.
It was.
You wake up in the afternoon, you're like still working, you're like, is it Wednesday? No,
it is. It's surely Friday right now. Like, that was a long week, and it was 11:30 on a Monday.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Wait, tell the listeners, what do you do?
Okay. So, dear listeners, in addition to my podcast enthusiasm and a whole bunch of other things that you'll probably get to know as we get to know each other, my day job, we'll say, is I work at a biotech in the Boston area. So I am in R&D operations, which is not very, you know, it doesn't sound very sexy, but I like it. And
you make it sexy. Don't worry.
You got to make it sexy. You got to sprinkle your own sexy in it. But it's wonderful. I get to, you know, work across the organization and help drive efficiencies and processes to essentially allow us, you know, as a whole, as an organization, to deliver these medicines and therapies to the patients that need it. So I see where I fit in. That's my day job, R&D operations at a biotech in Boston.
I love Boston, one of my favorite places. But my favorite thing about you and your biotech job is that you sing in a band. Biotech people. Can you tell the listeners about your biotech band sing-off competition thing?
So there are a lot of musicians in the area as well. And even if you end up in an industry like a biotech, you know, you could have a ton of different background and experiences that make you who you are, right? So a lot of the people that I come into contact with, and why I like working with such a, you know, a really interesting company, is that there are people from all different backgrounds, have experiences, they have their, you know, passion projects and their side projects. And a few years ago, right before the pandemic, there were a few people that I worked with, and one was interested in starting, you know, a band. And he had reached out to another teammate of mine and said, "Hey, do you know any female singers?" And she goes, I know this person, Megan. So I have a lot of, you know, music background like yourself, Em, and that is, you know, our love. And I was actually singing at Carnegie Hall that weekend too. You know, I will fill in the alto section for my university or my college choir if they need an alto beef up. So I was actually down there, and I was like, "Hey, yeah, I'm actually singing down at Carnegie this weekend, but I'd love to connect with you when I get back." So one thing led to another, and then we started a little band, right? And we all work at, you know, in various departments of this biotech company. We all had musical backgrounds. So it was pretty natural the way it all came together. And, you know, we do covers and it's just a good time. And, you know, we're not looking to, make that our new profession, but we really enjoy it and we want it to be good, right? So we're good. And there is a fundraising event in the Boston area called the Battle of the Biotech Bands. And when I heard that, I was like, oh boy. Like,
it makes me laugh so hard. Let's put a whole bunch of biotech people in bands and battle
off. It's like the nerdiest thing in the world, but I love it.
From biotech to Blondie.
I know, right? Yeah, from biotech to Blondie. That should be their like slogan. And so it's a big, big fundraiser. So any biotech that's represented, you know, they select an organization or a group that they want to raise funds for and compete for the winning title. And the win is basically 50% of all the proceeds raised. So everybody's, you know, quote unquote, a winner, because the rest of the bands that compete will split up the other 50% of that money raised. And so it's funny is when I heard this, I was like, oh my gosh, this is no dig on my profession or my people, but like the nerdiest thing ever. But it was the coolest thing. Like it's at every year it's at a music hall in Boston, right? So it's pretty legit. And you feel like you're a rock star, you're up on the stage, they've got like a sound crew. It's usually sold out. They have, you know, local celebrity judges. So again, you kind of feel like you get that I'm a rock star today vibe, which is a lot of fun. And not only do you meet music, have a good time, good social, you know, networking event and fundraising, but the past 2 years, we've competed for a local organization called Food for Free that our company works with and whose mission is to help prevent food insecurity in the greater Boston area. So we were able to raise this year $50,000 for them.
Wow.
And last year we raised about, you know, somewhere in that number. So when they, you know, when they realized how much we had raised for them, they were pretty shocked. They thought they were going to get, you know, I don't know, a couple thousand maybe. But when they saw that, they said, you know, this is excellent. This is going to help feed so many people. And we can't thank you enough. So, you know, it's an all around awesome event. But I would say, like, who knows what's going to happen? We did it this past year and it was amazing. And it makes me just want to play music all day long and not necessarily sit in Excel. But, you know, you got to find the balance.
Biotech and then exactly. Blondie is your outlet. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
But it's nice to have that creative outlet. And some of us now, you know, since the pandemic, it's been a few years and the industry changes and super dynamic. We don't all work at the same company anymore. So who knows what's going to happen to the legacy Bad Elements. That was our name. But, you know, if nothing else, it was a good run while we had it. So.
Oh my gosh, that's so Bad Elements, like H2O.
Yeah. Yeah. We are science nerds. Yeah.
That's so awesome. Okay. So we know you're in Boston. We know you work for biotech. We know you have a background in music and that you're a podcast fiend, but how did you get to Boston? Where are you from originally? And tell us a little bit about your history.
Absolutely. So I'm originally from the Boston area. I know I don't sound like it, and that's very intentional. I grew up in the South Shore of Boston. So, you know, very close. So growing up, all of our field trips were very much focused on the revolutionary history and the pilgrims. So, you know, that's where I'm from, this area. I went to school, I did my undergrad and my master's in the Hudson Valley of New York. And then I moved to Georgia where we met. And
Megan and I were roommates.
We were roommates.
Yeah. So much fun.
Yep, we're roommates. And then, you know, just decided that it was time to come back up to Boston, closer. You know, I'm a Northeasterner. I tried the Southern girl thing on for a while, but it was great. And so I came back up to Boston in 2013 and have been here ever since, basically living in town. So when I moved back, I knew I didn't want to be in like not the suburbs, but I didn't want to be outside of the city. I wanted to be in the city. And so here I am. And yeah, I live right downtown. So I'm a New Englander, Bostonian. Again, I don't sound like it, very intentional. I think, as you know, Emmy, when you're in the kind of performance space, right, you kind of have to work on that non-regional dialect.
Have to sound a little bit more
Neutral.
Neutral. Yep. Helps. James on those words. So you're a podcast fiend, and we were actually talking about a really cool podcast right before we started recording called Coffee Break.
Yeah. So if you haven't heard about the Coffee Breaks, it's one of my favorite little podcasts that I listen to, especially if I'm, you know, getting ready to go somewhere or travel somewhere. They're, you know, very short episodes, little snippets of languages. So, you know, they have like Coffee Break Spanish and Coffee Break Italian. And it's, you know, little 10-minute maybe lessons that you could, in theory, do on your coffee break, right? Or, you know, as you're walking to work or in between meetings, whenever you get, you know, 5 to 10 minutes. So I actually love it. It's like a cute little one to, it's, you know, it's super effective. And it just kind of keeps that language fresh in your mind, even if I'm not, you know, prepping on traveling somewhere. It's just like, okay, let me just think about that or think in that language for a little bit. So that's one of my definite favorite podcasts.
What else?
I like language podcasts.
Yeah, you're a big language fiend. You always have been for as long as I've known you.
Yeah.
What else do you like to listen to though?
So I have a big shout out to Ashley Flowers. She and her co-host Britt have Crime Junkie. So, I mean, on brand as, you know, an elder millennial white girl, I'm a true crime junkie, right? So I love it. I love this podcast. I think their banter and rapport in between the cases is actually what makes it for me. But I also think it's very well researched, very well like laid out. The topics or stories of their episodes are very very captivating. And it's definitely one of my favorites for driving, for, you know, long trips, or if I'm working and I need something on in the background, if I don't have meetings that day and I just need something like kind of in the background, I love listening to the Crime Junkie podcast too. And I will say I have one more.
Yes.
Favorite, or two more actually. Okay, so those are my like serious ones. My two guilty pleasure ones are No Such Thing as a Fish. And it's a group of people. I know, it's the best. and I forget how many people are in it now, but maybe like there's like a group of, you know, 4 or 5 people, and they all come with a random fact for that episode. And they go on and they explain these facts, or like the history, the context between or behind these facts. And I love it. I love, you know, trivia. I love random bits of knowledge. And it's hilarious. So I love No Such Thing as a Fish. And then the last one is My Dad Wrote a Porno. If you have not listened to that podcast, I mean, oh my God. It is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. I followed that podcast religiously. I think they're done. But the whole concept of it is this guy's dad wrote a porno, and it is so ridiculous. And he reads it with his two friends. They're British, and it is just the fun. I can't explain it. I don't want to give it away, but if you need a good laugh and if you're not offended easily, then that is an excellent one.
I love it. My favorite thing, Meg, so we've been friends forever. My favorite thing is how we can just sit down and talk and just go off into random banter into all different directions and end up talking about My Dad Wrote a Porno. Like that just would never surprise me if we were sitting there having a conversation. And that's kind of, I mean, listeners, you have to know how all this started. I see Meg's every April for the Boston Marathon. I go up and I get to stay with her beautiful husband and herself in their gorgeous apartment in Boston. So I get bonus. I get a marathon and best friend time. But what's so cool is the conversations. And we were talking about Illuminate. And as you can see, Meg's brings a whole new perspective to guests that we can have on the show, to conversations that can be had. And Meg's going to be joining us as a co-host. So let's talk about this a little bit. Okay. What are some of the topics, some of the you don't have to give specific names, but what are some of the things you're looking forward to illuminating as you join us as one of the co-hosts? Mm-hmm.
So what I love about this podcast, and I love about what you bring to the table, I mean, what the, you know, former hosts that bring to the table, is just kind of like what you just pointed out, right? Things that may not even come up, or we wouldn't think would come up in conversation, however, like silly, ridiculous, or, you know, relevant or, you know, important mm-hmm. or significant. That's what I like about this podcast, right? It brings a lot of different, topics, people, just concepts to the, you know, to the front of your mind, right? Where maybe you wouldn't think of it, but it's like, oh my gosh, that's really fantastic. Or that's really interesting. Or, you know, I would like to get involved with that. Or, I really enjoyed learning about that. You know, it's not something in my day-to-day life that I would, you know, that would kind of cross my mind. So I love the concept of this podcast in bringing just awareness to things that, you know, are out there that are really significant and important, but may not get in front of as many people as it could, right? So I think anything that, you know, illuminates, you know, just what's going on in the world, right? The good, bad, the ugly, the struggles, where, you know, you can get involved or help or, you know, think about things in a different way is really what I'm interested in and why I'm really excited and super honored to be welcomed into this community, to the space that you've built, Demi, to the space that your listeners have built, and definitely don't take that lightly and hope to, you know, make some serious or significant impact in a, you know, very genuine and meaningful way.
I love how you always bring that to the table too, though. Like, we can start pick up from where we left off and we can hash out some of the hardest issues in life, mm-hmm. or we can just laugh and make light of things. I can, like, the number of things we've worked through together without even intentionally trying to work through them, or the epiphanies or the things, like, let's just have an acknowledgement for travel hammocks. Like, we just have to talk about the foot hammocks. This is a prime example. Never did I ever think I would walk out of Megan's house with a foot hammock.
But you were a petite little peanut, but, and I've got you.
This is now my number one travel suggestion. If you want to sleep on a long haul flight, spend the dollars and get the hammock for your feet.
I mean, it's not a lot of dollars. In the grand scheme of things, right? You know, it's an Amazon special, right? Maybe it was 20, 30 bucks max.
Oh my God. I sleep the whole flight now. Like, I tell the flight attendant, please leave my food on the tray table. I'm going to sleep the whole flight. And I sleep the entirety of the flight.
That's amazing. Yeah. Because you just need a little foot support, right?
I just needed something to put my feet in. So if you are,
if you're 5 feet, challenged. 6 feet plus, it's not cute in economy, right? So we know that.
Let's see, like, foot hammocks versus, like, I know when we were talking about this in the beginning, just the ideas and the people that you get to bring to the table from your history, mm-hmm. your history of being a New Englander versus me being a Southerner, your history in biotech versus me in academia, yeah. your musical background, the people that the circles we run in are just different enough that we're able yeah. to bring whole new perspectives. I'm really excited about that one.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm really looking forward to bringing, you know, there's a lot of people, like you said, in kind of the circles that I'm most exposed to, I suppose, right? In the biotech industry, or, you know, I think Boston is such a rich environment for kind of like that think tank environment and ideas or initiatives or what, however you want to describe it. There, it's such a rich environment here, like it is everywhere, right? But I think, you know, what's, again, I'm hoping to bring to the table is just having that access to people. Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, right, I know that we're involved in our communities in a lot of different ways too, right? So most recently, I had the opportunity to go to Tanzania to volunteer during my sabbatical. And so there are some really beautiful, you know, voices that I think need some, you know, some airtime and to be heard and to see and hear some of the initiatives, some of the really beautiful things that are going on and some of the struggles that are going on in that part of the world too, right? So I just, I'm so excited to, you know, bring some extra, I don't know. I don't want to say like bringing life to the table as if this needs life, but
it's a new life, like a new spark.
Yeah, just a
energy.
Little.
Two energies, like our energies in one room are powerful.
Exactly.
Like when we are hanging out, people know that we are hanging out.
Yeah, they can hear it.
Totally can hear it. But you can,
and I think they can feel it too.
Yeah. Right? And I think that that's going to be something so great as we're able to bring a new perspective and a new energy to the table and get back to multiple episodes a month, which is going to be so great for just consistency and giving us something to look forward to and listening to every month.
Exactly.
This is so much fun. I'm so excited you're willing to do this. Listeners, I can't wait for you to get to know Megs. It's going to be so much fun. It's like
I'm looking forward to get to know you all as well. And I'm just, you know, really interested in hearing what others are interested in too, right? You know, can we go and source some things that are on people's minds that they maybe they're a little curious about too? You know, I can do some kind of investigation work for you.
Oh my gosh, investigation work. And then we can do listening questions. We used to call those like dinner hour or something back in the day when the podcast first started, because the original hosts all met over a dinner party.
Yeah.
And so I think episode 100 was the last dinner party where we brought a bunch of random questions and we did popcorn around the room.
I love
that.
That
was really kind of fun. We'll have to do that at some point. That'll be
I mean,
so cool.
Yeah.
The hardest part that I had when I got started with this was the end of show questions. I always forgot the end of show questions. And so I had to create a note called the end of show questions so that I could find them. And I'm typing it right now. End of show questions, because I mean, you would think I eventually got them memorized. Okay. Number one, what is the best or most recent book that you have read?
Oh, what have I read? Well, I think what I was reading recently was two books. Swahili for Beginners.
Jumbo.
Of course. Jumbo. Or it's actually Mumbo. If you want to not sound like a tourist, Mumbo.
Mumbo? Okay.
Yeah, Mumbo. Pola.
Mumbo. Pola. Good to know.
Yeah, I know. For my trip in June that I went on to Tanzania, I was trying to get a little Swahili under my belt. And a book, oh God, I'm forgetting her name, and I dare not say it, but it's called How to Do the Work. It's just a little bit more of, her name is Dr. Nicole. Oh my God, I'm blanking. Please don't.
I'll put it in the episode notes.
Yeah. It's on my nightstand. But it's just a really interesting book, you know, about kind of, I don't want to, you know, oversimplify it or generalize it by like being a self-help book. But I think if you're curious about, you know, your habits and your thought processes and your thought patterns, and perhaps, you know, breaking out of those old patterns or really exploring it and looking at yourself from a more kind of objective stance, it's been really nice to kind of just incorporate into, you know, my recent, or, you know, ongoing, I would say ever present ongoing work of, you know, self-improvement and self-exploration. So that's really nice. And then I always like to have, I think what, you know, a theme that you're probably hearing is I like a little serious, I like a little spiritual, and then I like a little ridiculous, right? So one other book that I just finished, and I think I might've given it to you, My Sister, the Serial Killer.
Oh yeah, it was good.
Yes.
It's on my bookshelf.
Fantastic,
I finished
right?
it and it rotated around my girlfriend circle here.
Yes.
It just came back like last week.
It's such
hilarious.
A good book, right? It's funny, but it's also like kind of poignant too, right? And so yeah, you'll have to do me another favor and put that author in the notes too. But it's great. I like to have some, you know, kind of just
did you say you like a little serious, a little what, and a little ridiculous?
A little spiritual. You know, and then a little ridiculous.
I think that needs to be my new life motto. I need a little serious. I need a little spiritual.
A little spiritual, and then I need a little ridiculous.
I love it. Okay.
It's a balance, right?
You kind of answered this earlier. who or what is illuminating or inspiring you right now? And I'm thinking back to the women in Tanzania.
Yeah, 100%. They've been on my mind since I returned. And, you know, we can go into, you know, more of that experience maybe in a later episode. But what I was doing when I was there is I was working with a women's empowerment and education organization, nonprofit, that was founded by two women named Joyce and Ava. And what they've done for, you know, small groups of women in the local community each year have been mind-blowing, right? From teaching basic English to life skills, hygiene, beadwork, sewing, to start to get more skills for self-sufficiency. Again, English, more education, going into the local community to provide female reproductive information, resources, education, right? Because that's still such a huge barrier for a lot of women in that area, is not being able to either work or go to school because of what happens naturally to us as females every single month, right? So it's just very critical and needs to be talked about. And I really think the support that, you know, is there is very strong. But, you know, what I want to do now and where I really want to help them is bringing more of international awareness to the organizations like theirs. You know, there's a handful in the Arusha area that are present, but I was fortunate enough to work with, it's called Lifted Strong. And, you know, the girls that I worked with, they were about 16 to 30-ish, you know, just beautiful souls. And yeah, I would really, really love to kind of focus on that in, you know, maybe an earlier or one of my first episodes.
Definitely.
Because I think, yeah, they're beautiful. The organization is beautiful. And what they're doing is just incredibly amazing.
And this usually happens with end of show questions. You went ahead and answered the next one, which is an organization you want to illuminate. And that would be Lifted Strong.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, we got that. All right, here's your last end of show question. What is the message that you want to illuminate or send into the world?
Oh, man. That's really interesting. And today's a full moon, right? So also, I am that astrology girl. But it is a really important and significant kind of inflection point in my life. And I feel, you know, that collective energy, I think a lot of people are really turning inward, right? And saying, okay, what serves me? What doesn't serve me? What is going to benefit me? What's going to take me to the next level, whatever that next level is, professionally, spiritually, like whatever level you're looking to achieve, right? And kindness, right? Like focusing on the beauty and focusing on supporting each other as humans, right? So this is maybe a very long-winded answer, but I think a lot of those themes and a lot of those ideas and, you know, feelings are very strong in me right now. So I think, you know, coming from a point of, you know, authenticity, or this is what moves me, this is what drives me. What I would say is, you know, the message I would say is just kindness is not overrated, right? We're all going through a lot of stuff right now. Everybody. And I think just kind of taking a beat and just kind of being a little bit compassionate when you can. I'm not perfect. I will not try to be perfect. I can be nasty and judgy like the rest of them, but I try to catch myself, right? And I don't know if this is appropriate, but my new mantra is do no harm, but take no shit, right? I'm really trying to stand up for myself, stand up for what I need, what I want, right? What's going to help me be a better me. And in doing that, I can practice compassion, I can practice empathy, but I also, you know, I'm really trying to be productive with my energy, my, you know, emotional energy, my mental energy, my energy at work, how I'm being efficient in anything that I do. So do no harm, but take no shit. Don't be a doormat.
That's so perfect. Oh, I'm so excited.
Or do no crap, if that's easier to.
You can. I have it clicked. We don't need to edit it. Foul language. It's okay.
Okay,
guys. Click a button. I'll teach you how to click the buttons.
Good.
All right, friends, isn't she awesome? I'm so excited that she's joining us. Take no shit, my friends, but be kind. That's not overrated. So I hope that you have enjoyed getting to know our newest host, Megan Donahue. It is an honor to be one of your hosts and be able to illuminate the stories and the things that are happening in the world around us. If you have ideas of people or things that should be illuminated, hit us up on our social media, The Illuminate Podcast, on Facebook or Instagram. You can like and review. That's how more of these stories get into people's ears. But in case no one told you today, you are doing really incredible things, and the world is a brighter place because you are in it. I'll see you next time.